98 FM's Dublin Talks. Live. Weekday mornings from 10 with Adrian Kennedy.
Never miss a podcast. Just hit subscribe.
It's Friday morning, and every Friday at around about this time, we like to wrap off the programme with Good News Friday! Now, Good News Friday is the part of the show where we ask you to share with us a little bit of good news. So, obviously, there's loads of bad news around, but we want you to share with us just an incy-wincy bit of good news from your world right now. Send us a WhatsApp voice note to 0877 98 98 98, or better still, call me on 6797 981 and we can talk like I'm about to with Sinead. Sinead, good morning.
Morning.
Sinead, what is your bit of good news?
It snowed in Wexford and we're making snowmen.
Ha ha! Is it indeed?
What part, southeast.
What part of Wexford are you in?
The Hook.
Oh, right down the very bottom.
Mm-hmm, so we usually don't get snow.
Okay, so down at Hook Head, I love it down there, it's beautiful down there. And you got a dusting of snow, enough to make a snowman.
Oh, enough to make about 3 snowmen.
Really? Isn't that fantastic? Because up here in Dublin, there's not a cloud in the sky this morning, so I don't know if we're going to be getting any snow, but you've got a dusting down in the southeast, so have you actually made a snowman yet?
We have, yes.
What's he looking like?
He has his hat, his Ireland scarf on, usual. The kids are out here making another one.
All right, well, make sure you send me a photograph, will you? I'm dying to see
will
this.
Indeed. Because don't hit me with that. We're I'm being hit with snowballs.
Ah, good enough for you. That's I'm kind of jealous now, I have to say, Sinead. That sounds like great fun. And that is a bit of good news. There is snow at Hookhead in County Wexford, and Sinead is out with the kids making snowmen. Brilliant bit of good news. Thanks, Sinead.
Oh, thank you. Thanks. Take care, bye.
Isn't that great news? I'd love to be able to do that this afternoon. Anyway, Sharon sent me this bit of good news.
Sharon here. My husband was made redundant in October, and today he was offered a 6-month contract job. Absolutely delighted. Made my weekend.
That is fantastic news, Sharon. It is brilliant news. What is your bit of good news? It can be the smallest little thing, like I'm building snowmen and Hookhead, or it can be the biggest thing ever. Share with us your bit of good news. Amanda, you're on 98 FM. Hi, Amanda.
Morning, Adrian.
Amanda, there's loads of bad news around, so what's your good news?
After being out of work since March, Adrian, I went for an interview last Friday and got word this week that I got the job.
Ah! Get in there. That's
my good news Friday.
Isn't that brilliant news? So you, like an awful lot of people, last March it all went pear-shaped. And you've obviously been looking for work ever since, have you?
Well, yeah. I started there around the summer, just putting CVs in and that. So I got a call last week and happy days. I'm delighted.
Isn't that brilliant? When do you start?
It'd be about 2 weeks. Again, all paperwork and everything is processed, so...
Very good. And will you be working from home or do you have to go somewhere to work?
No, I'll have to go in somewhere to work.
Okay, very good. That is fantastic news. I'm delighted for you. And I, in fact, you just heard one of the first messages we played, somebody else who got a job. So,
things are looking up.
Oh, fingers crossed things start to look up, and they will start to look up over the next couple of weeks. Congratulations, Amanda. That is fantastic news.
Thank you, Adrian. Bye. Have a nice weekend. Bye.
You too. Thank you. What is your good news? Call me on 6797 981 or send a WhatsApp voice note to 0877 98 98 98. 0877 98 98 98 with your bit of good news. Here's Chloe.
Hello, Adrian. I'm Chloe Whelan and I'm turning 11 on Monday. It's my first COVID birthday, but happy Friday.
Happy Friday to you, Chloe. 11, her first COVID birthday. And Chloe, can I just say, I hope it's your last COVID birthday. I hope you don't have any more COVID birthdays. I hope by the time you're 12, you can have a normal birthday. Anyway, happy birthday, Chloe. Congratulations. And by the way, you can get the kids to send a voice note with a bit of good news as well. Send it to 0877 98 98 98. Here's another one.
My good news is homeschool is finished for the week.
Yay!
That is great news. Michael, you're on 98 FM. How are you, Michael?
Morning, Adrian. How are you doing?
I'm good, thanks, Michael. Michael, what is your bit of good news?
It's finally payday after 6 long weeks.
Oh, is it? What? Oh. And, yeah, because an awful lot of people who are fortunate enough to still be working haven't gotten paid since maybe the 18th of December.
18th of December was the last payday we had.
Yeah, well, same with us here, and I think we didn't get paid today. I might get paid tomorrow or more likely Monday, but still, it's a long old time, isn't it?
Oh, definitely, yeah. It's great to see a bank account with money in it.
It is, yeah. And for anybody who gets paid monthly, you get money a fair bit before Christmas and then you've 6 weeks to wait to get paid again, which is a real drag. Anyway, that is great news. You've money in your bank account again.
That's it. I can pay all my bills now and be broke by the weekend.
Fair play, Michael. Thanks very much indeed.
Thanks, David.
Keep them coming in. Send me a WhatsApp voice note to 0877 98 98 98 with your bit of good news.
My good news is that I am allowed to play the Xbox after my mum watched your show. Listened to your show. And, also, I'm done my homework.
Fantastic good news. This is Karen.
Hi, Adrian. This is Karen. Just like to tell you about her eight-week-old baby. She's so happy, baby. Very content and gooing and gaan up at us. She's so sweet. And she just brings a smile to all of our faces. Thanks, Adrian.
Isn't that a bit of good news? Share with me your bit of good news by calling me on 6797981 or send a WhatsApp voice note to 0877 98 98 98. Now, Brenda, tell me your bit of good news.
My car finally passed the NCT after 2 weekends on €700 this week.
Oh, right. Okay. Now, I have to say, that feeling of watching your car going through the NCT, it's like looking at a child doing an exam or something. It's very nerve-wracking, isn't it? So it got rejected twice.
Yeah, so first it was in November and I failed. Went back for the retest in December and I didn't pass again.
On the same thing or on something different?
Something different. So the first time was €400 worth of repairs, got that done. Went back and there was something else that cost €300.
Oh, no.
And then I couldn't get an appointment until the 18th of January. Went in on Monday and sat there, like, nerves are gone. And it's like, oh, please, God, this passed.
It's an awful experience, isn't it?
It's horrible. Like, I actually sat there with butterflies in my tummy.
Yeah, I mean, it's like waiting in a doctor's surgery for a result of something.
It was awful. When he finally handed me the cert, it said, like, pass, and you know, they're real stern, they don't even speak to you or anything, but I was just like, oh, thank God! And he just handed me the keys to the cert, and I went, okay.
Such an over-the-top reaction about a car, but I get it, I completely understand that feeling. And even when you're fairly sure your car is going to pass, it's still nerve-wracking.
So, well, I didn't know whether it was going to. I was like, going to find something else wrong with it now.
All right, that's a great bit of good news, Brenda. Thanks very much indeed. So that's two. Have you got it now for 2 years or is it 1 year?
Oh no, it's only until September because it was like booked in September. I couldn't get the appointment until November.
Oh right, okay. So back to square one in September. All right, great to talk to you, Brenda. Thanks very much indeed. We'll squeeze in another couple. If you've a bit of good news for me, call me on 6797981 or send a WhatsApp voice note to 0877 98 98 98. Here's a bit of good news from Lindsay. Lindsay says, I got a bonus after a hard year in work and was able to send my mam money to help her start her new kitchen. That's great news, Lindsay. It really is. Fantastic bit of good news. Very quickly, if you have a bit of good news that you want to share with us, send it to us right away to 0877 98 98 98. 0877 98 98 98. If you have a bit of good news that you want to share with us, this is Zara.
Yay, now we're homeschooling until Monday. Zara Bell.
Well done, Zara. I'm delighted for you. No more homeschooling until Monday. Lee sent me this message. My good news is it's a big happy 25th birthday. Oh no, sorry, this is for Lee. A big happy 25th birthday to my son Lee Richardson, who is celebrating a birthday at the weekend. Oh, Gillian is happy over the same. Is it half day Friday, by the way? Here's Gillian.
My name is Gillian, and there's no homeschooling tomorrow, and it's Friday!
It must be a half day then, is it? Ah, yeah, I think anybody who's homeschooling, give them a half day. It's Friday, for God's sake. And we'll squeeze in just one or two more. This is a bit of good news from Paul.
Morning, Adrian. Paul here. My good news is I got my 8 cans of Guinness in for tonight and we're having Chinese.
Oh, yes, it's the little things, isn't it? I think I'll do the same thing, Paul. I don't drink Guinness, but I think I'll do the same thing, Paul. I think I'll get a couple of cans on my way home and I think I'll order a Chinese tonight. What better way to spoil yourself of a Friday? Yeah, that's a bit of good news. This is Lynette.
Hey, Adrian. My name's Lynette. And I'd just like to wish my son, Lee Richardson, a happy 25th birthday. I know he's listening. And I want to say how much I love him and how proud I am of him. Thank you. Bye.
Thanks, Lynette. I think I just read out his name a moment ago, didn't I? And finally, excuse me, Kaylee and Callum.
Hi, Adrian. This is Kaylee and Callum. We're happy from Friday about our school, and we hope you have a good day.
We're happy school is over.
We're happy school is over. Very good, Mammy. Thank you. Yep, half day Friday for homeschooling. And one final message.
Hi, Adrian. It's my brother's birthday today and it's my mother's birthday on Sunday. So I'd like to wish them a happy birthday and hopefully we'll see them soon.
Oh, congratulations. Now, finally, our good news is that we are nearly finished with painting 2 bedrooms in the house. Only the skirting and the doors left. That's from, excuse me, Emma and Hannah in Talla. So there, that has been your Good News Friday stories. Thanks very much indeed. Really enjoyed that. And that's it from us for today. I hope you enjoy the weekend. Get out and get a walk and stay safe. Have a couple of cans maybe tonight. That's what I'm going to do. Have a great weekend. I'll talk to you Monday morning at 10. And don't forget, over the weekend, if there's anything you'd like to bring up on the programme next Monday, send us an email to dublintalks@98fm.com. I'm Adrian Kennedy. Enjoy the weekend.
98 FM's Dublin Talks. Weekdays from 10 a.m.